This is Brother Michael Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. Many are aware that Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, a man who was well-known and promoted by conservative media organizations, recently died. Zelenko was, quote, married twice and the father of eight children. Zelenko did speak out against big pharma and medical tyranny, but sadly, he was an Orthodox Jew who died rejecting Jesus Christ. The fact that he rejected Jesus Christ means nothing to many conservative media organizations. According to them, he is in heaven. Here is what the, quote, Catholic organization LifeSite News published about the deceased Zelenko, who did not believe in Jesus. Quote, the media will pretend that Dr. Zelenko and his true deeds did not exist, but we must tell the world who he was. There is a special place in heaven for the great Dr. Zelenko. They are welcoming him home with open arms. To you, Zev, my dear friend and colleague, may you rest in peace. God bless you, Zev. Here are Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and Stu Peters, who all claim to be Christian, praising Zelenko after his death.
We want to salute Dr. Zelenko, a good friend, a beautiful soul, who lives on with us all and who is with us in eternity, for his incredible hard work. Dr. Zelenko, we love you, Zev, and we appreciate you. We really appreciate you standing up for all of us and our progeny in the future. And you said, this is the hill to die on, and we're never going to forget you. And I know, as we enter infinity with you and others, we will be together forever.
Of the passing of an all-time great human, in my eyes, a true fighter for truth, Dr. Zev Zelenko. Humanity loses a great man in Dr. Zev Zelenko. Of course, came on the Alex Jones show many times, was a guest on many other shows, and I mean, you want to talk about heroic, you want to talk about inspirational, going out fighting Satan till your last dying breath. Zev Zelenko, what a great person, what a great man. Yes, a great doctor as well, but a selfless man who fought Satan with his dying, to his dying breath, Dr. Zelenko. But we celebrate a great man, and we celebrate an inspiration and a hero, Dr. Zev Zelenko. He's with the Creator now, he's with God now.
Dr. Zelenko was originally non-religious, but later brought God into his life and embraced Orthodox Judaism. We don't know if Dr. Zelenko was familiar with the Gospel of Matthew, but we pray and ask you to be in prayer with us that when he stands before God today in judgment, God will find him a soul worthy of eternal glory. And Dr. Zelenko was a hero. He was and always will be one of my closest friends. Today we honor Dr. Zev Zelenko. And we ask that you please pray for him as he stands in judgment. And we can promise that we will never forget him.
What is promoted here by these conservative news media organizations amounts to a false gospel. The infallible Word of God clearly teaches that belief in Jesus Christ is necessary for salvation. Here are a few relevant verses from the New Testament. John 3:36. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who disobeys the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. John 8:24. Therefore I said to you that you shall die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sin. John 14:6. Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. 1 John 5:12. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Acts 4, 11-12. This Jesus, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Also, see our video, How is One Saved by the Name of Jesus Christ?